Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the Psalms today. You can go to about halfway through the Bible and find the Psalms. Find Psalm 99. I will be reading Psalm 99 through Psalm 101, taking some devotional pauses, although these Psalms are pretty short, some applicational thoughts at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word, for the Psalms. I pray that you would help us to emotionally connect with these today in our relationship with you and know how to put them into practice. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 99. The Lord reigns, let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim, let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion, he is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The king is mighty. He loves justice. You have established equity. In Jacob, you have done what is just and right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called on the Lord and he answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept his statutes and decrees he gave them. Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though you punished their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship as his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. So in Psalm 99, it is lifting up God, it's connecting him to his presence that were between the cherubim and the Ark of the Covenant. Talked about how great he is in Zion, and specifically that refers to Jerusalem, referring to Jacob. He's referring to the tribes of Israel, to Israel itself, how faithful God has been. It includes Moses and Aaron and Samuel. So connecting the history of Israel just brings praise, celebration to God. Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. That's Psalm 100. It is one of the more well-known psalms. And it's just a psalm of praise. You know, giving praise to God for who he is and what he has done. How faithful he is throughout all generations. And Psalm 101, I will sing of your love and justice to you, Lord. I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will conduct the affairs of my house with a blameless heart. I will not look with approval on anything that is vile. I hate what faithless people do. I will have no part in it. The perverse of heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with what is evil. Whoever slanders their neighbor in secret, I will put to silence. Whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, I will not tolerate. My eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. The one whose walk is blameless will minister to me. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord. So this is interesting. That's the end of Psalm 101. It's the end of our reading for today. David is talking about how great God is, but his response to that is he wants to live in the way that is right. He wants to look at what is right. He wants to spend time with people who are right. He wants to confront those who are not honoring God with their lives. And as king, he would then be one who would have the ability to to make sure that those who did wrong were disciplined and those who did right were exalted. Well, what do we take from these Psalms today? What is it that sticks out to you? Lots of praise here, but really comes across to me as Psalm 101 and the idea that the praise that I give to God, the reason I praise Him, because of His incredible character, His faithfulness, who He is, that should change my response in life. That should make me want to be holy, want to be like Him. That should cause me to confront sin when I see it, to encourage righteousness when I see it. So that's what I'm going to take away today, is part of my praise to Him has to do with living a life that's reflective of who God is to us. What about you? Father, thank You for Your word. Thank You for the Psalms. Lord, help us to live in praise today. Help me to live in praise for who You are and what You've done. And Lord, I want that to affect the way that I live. I want to live in an honoring way to You because of Your character. And let that be my life praise and worship to You. May You be pleased today with how we live. In Jesus' name, amen.